USA News, I'm Jerry Barmesh. A search is underway for a man accused of killing five of his neighbors north of Houston early Saturday. San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers says children are among the victims.
Two of the juveniles were found up underneath two of the deceased women that were in the bedroom. In my opinion, they were actually trying to take care of them babies and keep them babies alive.
Police say they had previous complaints about random gunfire coming from the suspect's property. In Columbia, South Carolina, nine people were shot at a park during the overnight hours on Saturday. The victims range in age from 16 to 20. Two teenagers were taken into custody fleeing the park, and a gun was recovered, but it is not yet known whether they were involved in the shooting. The FBI reports a dramatic decrease in warrantless data searches.
The number of searches under the warrantless surveillance program dropped nearly 94% over the past year, according to a new report by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. FBI Director Christopher Wray was questioned by Representative Ben Klein over the data during a House Appropriations Committee hearing this week.
Did our national security threats drop 93%? Or had the FBI been conducting millions of unnecessary warrantless searches of Americans' private communications?
Well, so first I would disagree with you that what was described in the report were warrantless searches of Americans' communications.
The report states those numbers fell from 3.4 million to roughly 200,000. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The State Department says hundreds of Americans have been evacuated from war-torn Sudan. It's estimated 16,000 Americans were believed to be living in Sudan before fighting broke out in the streets of Khartoum. Two banks are bidding to take over First Republic as U.S. regulators seek to calm markets. J.P. Morgan Chase and PNC Bank are the likely bidders, the Wall Street Journal reported. The floundering First Republic would be seized in receivership and sold to the winning bank. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Flooding along the Mississippi River caused by snow melts is being reported in parts of Iowa and Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says the river has crested at 23 feet in Dubuque, Iowa, which is the highest in more than two decades and the third highest overall. Low-lying areas in southwest Wisconsin are also seeing heavy flooding. General Motors is discontinuing production of its electric Chevy Bolt. The Detroit automaker says it's switching its focus to next-generation EV batteries and technology, which the Bolt doesn't use. The company announced plans to transform its Orion assembly plant to build the all-electric Chevrolet Silverado EV and GMC Sierra EV next year. James Corden said farewell to The Late Late Show after 8 years and nearly 1,200 episodes.
He wrapped up his last show on a serious note, delivering an emotional appeal for unity in the U.S.
I implore you to remember what America signifies to the rest of the world. My entire life, it has always been a place of optimism and joy. And yes, it has flaws. So many, but show me a country that doesn't.
I'm Corey Myers.
And Corden went out with 1.4 million viewers. According to Nielsen Fast National Ratings, that's a 77% increase from the show's season average. The Super Mario Brothers movie is still reigning supreme at the box office. It's expected to pull in another $37 million and top the billion-dollar mark globally. I'm Jerry Barnes. USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.